Blog Talk Radio.
EOTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping life for a better tomorrow.
Hey, hey, y'all. This is your girl, Carla B, and you're tuned in to the E-Buzz.
E-Buzz. Carla B.
Welcome back to another session with yours truly, Carla B. I am actually always thrilled to be here because, of course, it's Friday, and also because I have the luxury of being here with you all. If you are just tuning in, you're listening to the E-Buzz on EOTMradio.com, where you will get all the breaking news, entertainment, politics, exclusive celebrity interviews, behind the scenes, first looks, red carpets, and Hollywood's hottest stories from the world of film, television, fashion, literature, interactive media, and more. And tonight, I've actually skipped a paragraph of my script, but it's okay. Tonight we're continuing our series of shows titled Powerful Women on the Move. And since 2008, y'all, the Powerful Women on the Move series has been dedicated to the elite group of women that refuse to settle for mediocrity. These women epitomize love of life, family, business, persistence, dedication, education, community, and the love of self. These are some of the most powerful women in business. They're rising stars, ones to watch out for, and those we can all learn from. And making the list for the 2011 Most Powerful Women on the Move is Capri Jackson, also known as Miss Wall Street. Now, Capri Jackson is founder and CEO of The Ultimate Liaison, and she is quickly gaining recognition as Atlanta's top influencers. Capri Jackson, also known as Miss Wall Street, she's an entrepreneur, corporate consultant, and brand manager, and has established a successful business and referral-based network through her innate ability to build solid corporate relationships and execute effective business strategies. Now, in March 2011, Capri Jackson won the Power 30, under 30 in the category of business for the city of Atlanta. And without any further ado, I'm going to go ahead and pull out the red carpet for this fantastic lady, Capri Jackson, a.k.a. Miss Wall Street.
Hi, thank you so much. It's such a blessing and an honor to be on the show, so I'm humbled. Thank you.
Okay, now go ahead and take your pictures, girl. Go ahead and strut. Take pictures. Do your thing. I have been waiting, Capri, waiting for this interview, I think, for about a year now, but here. So, number one, welcome to the E-Buzz show.
Thank you so much. It's such an honor. And, yes, it definitely has been a year that we've been trying to get connected. So I just appreciate the opportunity.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much. I know it's a Friday night. And people are, you know, Friday nights are just that night where people really get out and do the darn thing, especially if you an entrepreneur, because, you know, we don't work a 9-to-5, we work a 24/7. So the weekends are always a great
25/8, right?
Yeah, that's a new one right there. So I want to tell you what, thanks definitely for your time. And then also, we added you under our Powerful Women on the Move series. So, and when we were thinking about exactly where to put you, I'm like, okay, well, her name is Capri Jackson. She's Miss Wall Street. So that right there, that powerful name, that we just had to put you in the series of Powerful Women on the Move because you're like Miss Wall Street. So I want to explain to us, Capri, on how you got the name Miss Wall Street.
The name actually came from a couple of people who mentor me over the years. And I want to say from 2008 till now, I've really, really, really been persistent about people's business, my business, your business, whoever else's business we could go and get. And when people look at me or they would analyze me or try to sum me up, they would say, well, you know, she is where you want your business to flow through. And there actually is a location where that takes place every day, which is Wall Street. So how fitting and becoming. And I'm actually just humbled that people actually, you know, no one had a problem with me having that nickname. So
wow.
I definitely strive to be that point to which all business flows. So that is the meaning behind Miss Wall Street.
Okay, cool. So I think I missed a little bit of it, but did you say that you have an office on Wall Street?
No,
oh, okay.
Not quite yet, but
okay.
That is just that place here where business flows. All
okay,
business
that's
flows.
What's up, because I'm like, you didn't arrive. You didn't. But that's
next year.
See, that's what's up. You have to set them goals for real, and you are definitely doing that. So that's what's up. So, okay, well, so we've established where you came up with Miss Wall Street. So that takes me right into the ultimate liaison, which is the name of, I think, one of your companies. So it seems that you have the networking on lock. And but before we even get into that aspect, let's talk about Ultimate Liaison and that name and why you decided to pick that name.
Oh, wow. Ultimate Liaison. Okay, so how this basically started is I had a conversation with someone, and they were kind of upset that I didn't want to actually just turn over my life and work for them. So the question was posed, why or what do you want to do with your life? And I said, I want to connect people and get paid for it. And the person challenged me and said, well, you're going to have to figure out how to get that done, because there's been a lot of people who've tried to do that. And so in just figuring out my business model and how this was going to work, we looked at, you know, who is the person or what is the title or what is the role that is called that connects people, you know, as for a living or
right.
as a job. And the term, the politically correct term is liaison. So I'm like, wow. Now, liaisons do exist, or corporate liaisons. They actually go and pull people from one company to another. So like the CEO of Apple or the CFO of Apple might be extraordinary, but IBM may want that person. They would go hire a liaison to go and, you know, basically
exactly.
remove that person from that company and bring them somewhere else. I don't specialize in removing anybody, but I definitely specialize in connecting the dots and being that professional go-between. So I'm literally a professional middleman.
Okay, that's definitely the business. And so you're a professional middleman in an industry that is interesting, to say the least, is entertainment. So, I mean, how is that working out for you? I mean, I know that you're a success. You're under 30 and you've already gained so much notoriety in entertainment and business, specifically like entertainment and public relations. So, you know, so kudos to you on that.
Thank you.
Yeah, so, I mean, how do you make that work?
With a lot of prayer. how did I make it work? Basically, just not being afraid to go after whatever I felt I needed to be going after. I am a very passionate person, and I can look at things and become very convicted or have a lot of gumption of, okay, I need to talk to you. I need to get to this person. I need to go after that person. Through the years after connecting the dots, it's gotten easier, but I must say that I have failed, come up short, fallen flat on my face, been embarrassed so many times that it is really just an unwilling, unrelentless desire not to give up on being successful and just actually being a good person of integrity. And I think that's been the hardest part over the years. So
right.
that's pretty much it.
And I think that last sentence that you shared really tells a lot about you, because a lot of people within entertainment, they really don't care too much about integrity. It's really about their bottom line. So that is definitely a plus. So
it's very disheartening that people don't care about integrity, because that's what keeps people coming back. That's what makes your clients happy, and that's when your work begins to speak for itself. Like, a lot of people put money into advertisement and media and other vehicles to get their business or their work known, but the one thing that you cannot buy is word of mouth and reputation, and
exactly.
That comes from integrity.
Exactly, and that is so key, so key. So I know that we touched a little bit on Miss Wall Street and the ultimate lesson, but I know that there's so much more about Capri Jackson. So I think I want to, like, digress a little bit and just get back to the basics of Capri Jackson. So if you can really share with us, you know, exactly what you do and what you're looking to do within the next 5 years with your companies.
For the next 5 years, I definitely want to narrow down my arena. I have jumped all over the map. I started up in entertainment. I came up through club promotions. I was actually picked up by a promoter that's very popular in Atlanta. His name is Luther Prophecy Events. He was the first person to actually give me a shot. After getting the runaround, not from him, but just from other people in the entertainment industry, I fell back for a second. And I started up my corporate team, which is like finance, insurance sales, healthcare, and I also gave birth to my beautiful son, Damian Jackson. He's 7 now. And then I jumped back into the entertainment industry because I just had a very deep affinity for the lifestyle, the people, and I just wanted to know what it was like. So I after coming up through the entertainment industry, I figured out that I was great at tearing things apart. It just came naturally. I could always find fault in something or something I didn't like. So what I started to do is, you know, someone told me, actually a really good friend of mine, his name is Chris, informed me, he was like, you can't just criticize, you also have to provide a solution. So I started to make sure that that was part of the package. So not only would I tear something down, but I say, hey, I can help you fix all the things that I pointed out. And once I started to really delve into that industry and that area, that led to branding. Basically, what are you doing? What is your message that's being put out? Is it consistent? How can we make it better? So
right.
I've now kind of narrowed it down, pulled it back in a little bit, and I focus a lot on branding. And with the right branding and perception, you can start to build the relationships. And another dear friend of mine, Monica, said, you know, once you focus on one thing and become great at that one thing, everything else will fall into place, and that's definitely
right.
True.
I definitely agree with that, and it seems like at the inception of your career, you were kind of sort of like a Simon Cowell, you know. you definitely you critiqued them in a great way, but you gave them some advice, and sometimes people need that tough advice that can go move forward and do things better on a bigger scale. So they need that Simon Cowell.
Yes, and you just got to know that it comes from a pure place, and I've learned how to deliver that bite and make sure the message is getting across, but also to add that little bit of honey. Or the word of the month for me for several months was finesse, because I'm very rough around the edges. I see something, I say it. 9 times out of 10, I may not really think about how that person may be receiving that, but I've learned that I want my message to get to you, so the word for the month, for several months, probably several more months to come, is finesse. I'm working on that. So.
Okay, that's what's up. Well, everybody, you heard that from Capri Jackson. The word for the past 2 months has been finesse. So with that, I'm going to give them a word of the month. We're going to take a really quick commercial break, and then we're going to come right back with Ms. Wall Street. Hold tight, everybody.
Are you an entrepreneur on the move? EOTM Media Group has become the new voice for you. EOTM has the most outstanding public relations firm that will suit your needs as well as your budget. Thanks to EOTM Radio and staff, EOTM has climbed the ranks, reaching over 1 million listeners worldwide. Not only is EOTM Media Group mutually respected for its amazing quality, but also for their branding and marketing expertise. Everyone in the industry needs PR and marketing. So with that said, if you or someone you know needs PR or marketing solutions, contact Carla Barnes, Head of Marketing and Branding, at 213-290-3573. Or visit her website at www.eotmmediagroup.com or join her blog at www.eotmblog.com. What's that? You're interested in hearing a few live shows? Visit our radio page at www.eotmradio.com. Thanks for your time. This commercial is brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
Welcome back, y'all. This is your girl, Carla B. You're tuned in to the eBuzz. We are speaking with Capri Jackson, a.k.a. Ms. Wall Street, as part of our Power for Women on the Move series. And this young lady is definitely the darn thing. And I just love doing these shows because it's so enlightening, empowering, and inspiring, and all these great eyes. You know, I just a lot of times wish when I'm listening to myself, I'd be wishing I had a marker and a little blackboard so I can be writing notes. But I guess, you know, since we're in 2011, this new age, I can always go back and listen to the archives. So I'm good. I'm good. Welcome back. I'm Ms. Wall Street.
Thank you.
You know what? I'm kind of lighting up a little bit. My daughter, I asked her to listen to the show because, you know, she's a business owner as well. And she was like, Mommy, I will only listen to the show if you promise to tell a joke. So, you know. <What she said>. So, I haven't forgot about the joke, Jasmine. I'll be getting to that shortly. But back to business. Back to business, Ms. Wall Street. Before we even went on air, I'm just going to put you on the spot. We were talking a little bit in regards to, you know, just the state of public relations, considering you're in the industry as well as me. And you definitely have some really great nuggets, and I want you to share with them, if you don't mind, in regards to public relations in this day and age and, you know, just dealing with public relations specifically in the entertainment industry.
Well, I think if you're in the type of industry that calls for you to have a publicist or someone who handles your media relations and your branding, I just want people to be wary of what it is that they're actually getting into. Understand your contracts. Know what service that person is supposed to be providing to you. And make sure that you know what you're paying for. Don't go on a retainer if you don't understand what that means. Don't pay for something if they haven't outlined what they're going to do for you continuously on a 30-day service. Make sure that whatever you are paying for is measurable. You know, you don't want someone saying that I'm going to promote you, but there's no way for you to go back and track whether or not you're being promoted. And
exactly.
I just think a lot of PR professionals, there are a lot out there that are wonderful. Entrepreneurs on the Move is definitely one of those firms that handles business diligently. But there are a lot of people out there who are not qualified professionals. You got to stay away from the sisters, the aunts, cousins, the moms, the best friends.
Yes.
Go and get a person. You get what you pay for.
Exactly.
You've got to invest in your business if you want your business to succeed. And if you're a personal brand and that is your business, you got to invest in you.
Exactly, and that's so true. That's so true. And you touched on some other really key points in regards to branding. And branding is definitely one of the things that when we obtain a new client, be it someone within entertainment or corporate America, is all about that branding, that technique. And you have to create that brand. Is what they will become, is their mold, is them. So share with our listeners on why branding and, you know, implementing that within marketing is so very important.
Well, what I find is there's a lot of people that are designating themselves as brand professionals, but when you go and look at the products or the people they represent, you cannot tell exactly what that brand is or what the integrity or the attributes are behind that brand. Like if you are an artist, you should have one sentence that sums up your whole entire brand. Not only should you have one sentence, you should have three attributes. So that means once you define, that is the method of defining your brand. So once your brand is defined, everything you do should add up to those three attributes. If it is I'm integrity filled, I give, and I inspire people, then every product, everything you put out, every message, every point of contact that you have with your fan base or whoever you're connected to must meet those three requirements or you cannot do it. That's staying on brand.
Right,
so.
Exactly. I definitely totally agree. And just like listening to what you're saying on that, and when we're looking at a lot of the different hip-hop artists today, I don't, in my opinion, as a publicist or an expert in public relations, I don't see necessarily the brand that they're trying to convey with artists such as, because I'm definitely confused with Chris Brown. I'm sorry. I just don't know what, you know, and I think the PR team are probably I have a lot of opinions as far as what, and I definitely, I feel for them. I definitely feel for them. Because I believe that
too.
They,
mm-hmm. I do too. And I think a lot of times it really, there's so many people that are involved in artists' camps that you can't, in order to be able to effectively brand somebody, I have to spend an hour and a half to a couple of days with that person so I can tell who they are. If you don't build an authentic brand, then you have these characteristics that seem completely out of trait or completely just out of character. And it's not that it is. It's just the brand was built unauthentically. It didn't make sense. It didn't match the person.
Exactly.
So with that being said, it's just a little bit unfortunate because a lot of people think being a personality is being a brand. But let me tell you, when that translates over to dollars for the corporate world, they don't understand personalities. They want to know, what three attributes do you represent? What market are you reaching? Who do you identify with? And
exactly.
That's not personality traits.
Right, exactly. And that is so key. So you definitely are empowering. Hopefully people are listening because you definitely are enlightening when it comes to the industry. And even, you know, I get a lot of different listeners that are indie artists that have no budget. And so we offer a lot of different PR tips and things of that sort. But I think shows like these that have experts within the industry that's giving so much great advice is definitely something that they should be paying attention to. So we'll definitely have to have this show in active rotation. So I know that you're doing some exciting things, some exciting projects coming within the next couple months, next couple years. Are you at liberty to talk about some of the great things that you got in store for everyone?
Well, I have a project on my desk that I'm working diligently on trying to close, but it's going to be involving a really, really great foundation called the Bright Pink Foundation. They are the only foundation that targets young women that are high risk for ovarian and breast cancer, ages 18 to 35. What I'm looking to do is pair them with artists that speak to that demographic or that may carry across the same fan base. So it looks like it's going pretty well. I can't wait for you guys to find out more about it. There's also another corporate partnership that I have with a company called Deuce Brands. They're also just a young company that's blowing through the charts. They just got the license to do the watches for the NBA and the WNBA, so I'm also looking to put them together in a partnership. But I'm looking for artists that are really about service or really about longevity in this industry, and I'm looking to build brands so I can pair them with these corporate relationships so we can really start to do something with the influence that you have, because social influence has gotten to be something that's very, very passionate, that I'm passionate about.
Right, definitely, and which you should be. Social media and especially like media relations is such a big part of any entity today. So, yeah, it's definitely key. So I have so many questions for you, Capri. I really do, and that's not even enough hours in a day to be able to really get it all out. But I want to talk about and also commend you on something I mentioned a little bit earlier, which was you receiving the Power 30 Awards in Atlanta. So, and I'm probably saying that whole name of the award wrong, but I know it was an award that was given. You were under 30 at the time. You were definitely, you know, a mover, and you still are a mover and a shaker within Atlanta. And so I know to get that award was definitely something that was almost like winning an Emmy, but I'll let you explain how it made you feel. But share with us about that.
Oh, wow. The Power 30 Under 30 Awards is something I've been watching for years, and I was very, very excited about the company and the fact that they highlighted individuals who were young, who were under 30, who have, you know, taken their time and their efforts and put it into something, and it's actually manifested into something that's tangible. So this upcoming year, when the nominations were going on, I wanted to be nominated. It is something that you can self-nominate yourself for, and I was intending on doing that, but I was so involved with other projects that I had going on. I became a partner. Actually, I'm co-chair for CEO, Professional Women's Alliance. So I was really involved with the things that we were doing and restructuring that company that I forgot. And I was like, oh, my gosh, I'm devastated. I can't believe that I forgot. And then I got a letter in the mail saying, hey, we need to go ahead and qualify your company. You've been nominated. I'm like, oh, my goodness. So it was such a big deal for me. And my mother happened to be there. She came with me to the award ceremony. And it's funny because when they were actually presenting the awards, I thought they were just naming everybody who had been nominated. I didn't know I had won.
Wow.
I was like, oh, my goodness, I'm so excited. I think I might have been the most excited person there. Like, oh, my God, this is just the mecca of...
Right.
I just wanted to cry. I wanted to laugh. I made sure, you know, I didn't want to mess up my eye makeup. So,
okay.
But it meant a lot to me. And I'm just looking to add more trophies to my shelf. But that's definitely something I'm going to be supporting for a long time.
That is so exciting. Power Under 30 Awards. I wish I got one when I was under 30, but I didn't. But, you know, I guess maybe the Under 40 Awards, if there's something like that in California.
Yeah,
somebody,
there is a 40
somebody
under 40.
Can nominate me for that, please. My daughters or something, they feel sorry for me. But Capri, tell us, what can we expect from Miss Wall Street in the future?
You can't expect a lot more brand visibility for the people that I'm working with. I haven't published my client list before because I kind of feel like it's not who I've worked with. It's the work that I'm able to do.
I feel
but
the same way.
Yeah, but some of the partnerships and stuff that I'm getting ready to pull out and put together, I want the world to know and take note of because I want people to begin thinking out of the box. So that's definitely something that you're going to start seeing. I have a friend that is very, very dear about service, and her motto actually is Monica again, but her motto is service is a lifestyle, and just that is something that needs to be addressed. We have a lot. We have a lot more in this day and age than most people have prior to us, and we do the least with what we have. So I want to start putting together corporate partnerships, you know, in different arenas that we can actually facilitate a lot of things and keep it entertaining and fun. So you'll see a lot of that and just me walking into my calling. So
that's what's up. That's so exciting. And I'll definitely be paying attention. And like I said, I know it took a minute to get this interview set up, but just so you know, Capri, EOTM, we support you 100%. So anytime you have something that you want to highlight or promote, if not on my show, the eBuzz show, definitely another show within our network because we're definitely here for you. You're doing the darn thing, and we're very proud of you. So just wanted you to know that. Don't cry or anything on me right now.
I know, right? I'm definitely getting teary-eyed.
Yeah, but you are.
I do want to say that for the people who may be out there, I'm a single mom. I'm 27 years old. I take a lot of pride in what I do, and I believe in doing, you know, the best work that I possibly can. But one of the most important things to being successful is, one, being focused, two, believing that you're able, willing, and capable of doing whatever it is that you have in your heart to do. And the most important thing to me is what you spend your time doing. Like, I spend a lot of time reading, listening to Earl Nightingale, Napoleon Hill, reading The Alchemist. It's like what you feed yourself is definitely what comes up out of you, in, like, literally, but in other words, too. So just if you're onto something, just put together a regimen or a practice to where you're definitely diving deeper into new material every day because you'll need that.
Yes, I definitely agree. That's some great advice. Share with us, Capri, on how our listeners can find out more about Capri Jackson, a.k.a. Ms. Wall Street.
Well, you can definitely visit www.ultimateliaison.com. You can Google Capri Jackson or Ms. Wall Street. I'm at Ms. Wall Street on Twitter. Street has been abbreviated to ST. I'm on Facebook. The Facebook group is Miss Wall Street - The Ultimate Liaison, and I am definitely very hands-on. So tweet me, email me, Facebook me, Google Plus me, text me. I will respond accordingly.
Yes, you're on Google Plus, too. That's what's up. I just actually signed up for that like 2 weeks ago, so I haven't really learned my way around things. How are you liking Google Plus?
I love it. A good friend of mine, Nicola Hemfield, she is definitely showing me the ropes of how to utilize Google Plus, and just I think it's a beautiful platform for you to designate yourself as the expert. I just got on it. I'm looking to definitely start using it to promote very brand noted material. So I'm just excited about the platform, and I'm also excited about Facebook Open Graph platform. These are going to be very instrumental to a lot of the things that we do on a daily basis.
Yeah, and it was another one too that you hit me up on, you put something out on Twitter, and I think it was
Clout.
Yes, yes.
I love Clout.
Yes, and I'm on that too, and I've been on that a lot, and I'm like, I really like it because it really shows, I guess it builds how influential you are within all of your different social medias. They kind of intertwine that. Am I saying that right?
Yes, and it also designates how you influence other people, which is totally awesome. And I love it because I'm designated as a specialist, which means that a lot of my content is very specific. But
yes,
in my lane, in my industry, I am a specialist, which
yes,
is awesome.
Yeah, me too. I'm a specialist too, Capri. So thanks for hipping me to that. And I'm just going to put you on the spot, and I just want you to know, I know that you're busy, your plate is full, but I do a lot of different shows and panels on public relations, media relations, public relation ethics, and you're very knowledgeable. So I might have to pull you into some of these things, like when you're in Los Angeles or when I'm in Atlanta or New York, because I definitely want you on the team with that, because you're so inspiring. You know your stuff, and you don't really find a lot of people in business that really know their stuff. They're in business because they want to say that they're in business, but they don't really truly know their stuff. So,
To speak on that, yes, I do have a policy, and it may be one of the few policies that I have, because I will really take on just about anything and do as much as I can. But I really have a problem with people who have not invested in their own business. Like,
exactly.
That to me shows me that you don't believe in your own dreams. So if you are out there, I understand that times are tough, but, you know, you can put away $5, $10, $20 a week, a month, however you need you to get the things that you need to actually run and operate as a business. I've done it. I want people to respect me and my integrity as a business owner and a person in business. And if you're coming to me, I want the same thing.
Exactly. That's well said. That really is. And that's so true. I feel the same way. So one last question for you, and maybe it'll be a couple questions because we have a couple callers, so I definitely want to bring
Yay!
Them on while you on the phone. But I do, before we go to the phone lines, I want to ask, do you have any tips to share? I know you shared some tips earlier, but tips in particular for young women who are possibly looking to start a business or getting into entrepreneurship, and they're kind of nervous and not really sure. What kind of advice would you be willing to lend to them regarding entrepreneurship?
I could give you three things. Number one is don't be afraid to fail and fail publicly. I had to get out of my own way and stop caring about what people think, because a lot of times we'll be lost in the fact that, oh, my God, someone may see me mess up. But that person who may see you mess up may never do anything. So you got to stop worrying about them. Number two is your perception is everything. You have to watch how you carry yourself, what you say. I'm very bold, very blunt. I have a lot of personality, but I, too, had to tone down and make sure that I'm not saying things that can come back to haunt me later. And number three, you have to watch your associations. It's been said by several great people that you are the composition of the five people you hang around. If there's someone in that five that you don't want to be like, and they're around all the time, you are like them. You attract what you are, and you are who you hang around.
Wow. That is definitely some quotes that I will be, like, tweeting shortly. So I want to really go to the phone lines. I think it's someone out of we haven't had the opportunity to screen them. Their area code is 313, and I'm going to read the first three, or the next three digits, which is 384. You are live on the eBuzz show with Carla B. And, yeah, we hear you clearing your throat. This is Carla B. and with my guest, Ms. Wall Street. Who do we have?
What's going on? This is the real Aston Martin.
Hey,
hi.
How's it going?
All right. How y'all doing?
We're good. We're good. Are you a fan of Capri Jackson's?
Now I am a fan of
Capri
Jackson.
Okay.
I hear that she is really on her job, and I am attracted to that. I mean, my name is Aston Martin. You know, I'm an up-and-coming recording artist up under Universal, IMG Universal. And
congratulations.
Thank you. I just wanted to get some contact information so I can, you know, get in contact with you tomorrow about some branding and marketing opportunities.
That's what's up.
Would love to speak. Yeah, I would love to speak with you. My email address is info@theultimateliaison.com, and we can schedule a consultation. The consultations are free, and they are 30 to 45 minutes long, but I'll guarantee that you'll get a lot of value out of that free consultation.
Okay, you said info at?
Theultimateliaison.com.
Okay, theultimateliaison.com.
Yeah.
All right.
And if you didn't get all that, you can always go back, and this show will be archived as soon as it the show ends within 15 minutes. So you can always go back and listen to it as many times as you want if you didn't get it.
Okay. How do you spell the liaison? Like, quick.
L-I-A-I-S-O-N.
L-I-A-I-S-O-N. All right, cool. Thank you.
Thank you for listening, and I'll just say to you, before you exit the radio page, be so kind and like the EOTM radio page. Appreciate it. We're going to go to the phone lines again. We're going to unmute area code 647-996. You're live on the eBuzz. This is Carla B. with my guest, Capri Jackson. Who's this? Okay, well, maybe you're just listening, and if you are, I apologize. Keep on listening. We're going to keep it moving. Next caller is area code 678-243. You're live on the eBuzz with Carla B. and my guest, Capri Jackson, a.k.a. Miss Wall Street. Who's this?
Hi, this is Sheree calling from Georgia, and just wanted to say hello and, you know, salute to Ms. Wall Street or Capri. I wanted to ask her, was there anyone that she would love to work with, or, you know, she said she has a lot of things coming up. So I wanted to know, who is it that you look to for inspiration, and who would you like
great question.
To work with?
Okay, so which one do you want me to answer first? Who do I want to work with, or who's the inspiration?
Either one.
Okay, people who I would like to work with, one person in particular that I think is absolutely awesome, is definitely worth a Twitter follow, is Terrence J. from 106 and Park. He is an amazing person. Amazing person. So, definitely will be reaching out to him and his camp and seeing if there's opportunities or things that I can pull together to support him on his mission. Another person I just think a lot of people should take note of and just follow is at Twitter sign Fred Witt. He is definitely very influential in the entertainment industry, but that's all I'll say because I don't want to put him on blast more than I already have. Another person that I would really, really love and be honored to work with would be Trey Songz. He is phenomenal. He has the ability to do things that no other artist has ever done before. So definitely be reaching out to him and his camp. Emma Stone, Rachel McAdams, Christina Applegate is definitely someone I would want to be working with. Bethany Frankel, she's amazing.
Yeah.
So I will be looking to find ways to link all these people together. And people that I draw from inspiration, there are a lot of people who've done a lot of great things, but I think I really rock out to Henry Ford. He's like one of my favorite pioneers in business because he was an expert at being able to pull the right people together to make dreams come true. So that's definitely one person that I look out to, and I rock out to Earl Nightingale and Napoleon Hill. And they took a lot of biblical practices and made them into general life practices or put them in layman's terms. But a lot of the concepts that they build upon are biblical. So I really rock out to those people.
That's what's up. Great,
awesome.
Great question.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys so much for taking my call. And
no problem.
Capri, I will be watching you, and it sounds like you are in liftoff mode. So to the moon. And thank y'all so much.
Thanks for listening.
Okay. Thank you.
Have a
bye.
Great evening. No problem. It has definitely been a pleasure, Capri. And like I said, EOTM Radio Networks, our doors open anytime you need to promote something. You know where you can find us. I want to definitely get some last words from you, but I also have to really get something in really quickly while I'm in kind of in silly mode, because I did promise my daughter a joke.
Yes, a joke. Let's get to this joke.
So, yeah, okay, here it is right here. And my jokes are so corny, so I'm sorry, whoever don't like them, but this is for Jasmine. All right, a man went to work for a zoo veterinarian, and he actually he looked in the lion's the vet told him to look in the lion's mouth, and the guy asked, how do I do that? And the vet replied, carefully. So anyway, that was just my that random probably not so funny joke, and I probably messed it up because I'm sure I missed a paragraph that went with that. But
hey, we tried.
Yeah, I had to get an answer. That's for you, Jasmine and Kiki out of South Carolina. You know, I'm just always down to make myself look stupid. It's okay. It's okay. But definitely, I want to get some parting words from you, Capri. And then I'll end with a quote.
Parting words. Be great in everything that you do. Oh, no, here's one that I rock out to, and those who have been my friend on Facebook for a long time will know. I will throw this up in a minute. It is know who you are and act accordingly. The end. Good evening and good night. Like, it's really that simple.
I love it. Thanks so much, Capri Jackson, a.k.a. Miss Wall Street. We'll be definitely be looking to see you do so many great things. I want to end with a quote, actually a quote, a couple things from Capri Jackson that she shared within this past 60 minutes. A couple things that she said was, don't be afraid to share and fail publicly. Your perception is everything, and watch your associations. Those are just, oh, my God, just so key in business, so key in life. Thanks so much for that, Capri Jackson. You are just phenomenal. Love you, girl. Peace and blessings.
Love you,
Carla
guys,
B.
Too.
I'm out, y'all. Good night.
Thank you. Bye.
Moving strong, we got it going on.
Moving strong,
EOTM
Radio and Media, where you will get the best in talk shows, music, hip hop entertainment, comedy, whatever you need. Also, exclusive interviews from the Oscars, NAACP Awards, and more. Stay tuned to EOTMRadio.com.
EOTM Radio. Got it going on. And we move strong.